For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This week on the Cultural Baggage Show, our guest will be Roman Catholic priest, Father Joseph Gansel. I asked him about the morality of the drug war and the involvement of the U.S. government.
Of course, most of the things the government does in this regard are immoral, of course, because they go against the basic rights of human beings. One right being the right to ingest what the government considers harmful substances, which a lot of times are, pretty harmless. And they're just recreational, like alcohol. Though alcohol in great quantities, of course, will hurt you, but things like marijuana are much, much milder and don't hurt the person taking it or the general public. So to treat it like a crime, of course, is immoral in itself.
Your thoughts, sir. I mean, no one's died from this product yet. How do you feel about that subject?
Well, there's several bad situations there. Number one is for the federal government to be involved in local affairs, which is against our Constitution. But they've been doing it so much and so long, people don't even know that anymore. But the federal government was set up, actually, to deal with foreigners, both diplomatically with nations that are not America, and with war. And they were... The federal government is not supposed to say anything about the crimes of people in the states. Well, they've, like I say, they've long since abandoned that and got into all kinds of programs that are strictly unconstitutional, though people, like I say, for the most part, don't know it. Now, in this case, of course, when the states allow medical marijuana, the feds should have recognized their right to do that and leave them alone. But the federal government, of course, intrudes upon citizens everywhere, and this is just one example, a bad example of it, because those operations, medical marijuana operations, were very, very helpful to a lot of sick people, and the government's destroying that help, which is terrible. The government people, for the most part, didn't want to hear anything about it, about discussing the issue, and they just shut off any dialogue whatsoever, for the most part, so... Naturally, we try to encourage lawmakers to consider the situation and not maintain their position so adamantly without any discussion.
Getting ready for the Christmas season, and once again, our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be Roman Catholic priest, Father Joseph Gansel.
Neocons are milking the good and decent members of the Republican Party with promises they'll never keep, and lives they'll never have to pay for.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.